What's the role of an established CEO? Hi everyone, I'm Coach David J. Greer, and I want to talk to you if you're a CEO of a company, you know, that's growing to 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 employees, and whether you got to that role by being an owner-founder who grew a really successful company, or you got to that role through a series of careers, choices that you've made, and eventually you've ended up in the CEO role. Either way, I want to talk to you about what it is that you do once companies get to be that bigger size. I remember when I bought out Annabelle Green in Robel, and suddenly I became president and co-owner with CEO Bob Green. And suddenly I had a lot more people to look after, a lot more responsibilities. Two of the four significant departments in the company that I was now responsible for. And it was really a step change in my career. Now, we were co-owners of the company, and I'm talking to you as CEO, so that you are the single leader of the company. And in that case, the single most important job that you have is the vision and strategy of the company. Where is the company going in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and what are the key things that have to happen this year? And for strategy, you know, I think strategy really equals your markets. Like, what markets are you going after? How fast are they growing? What are the products and services that you have to satisfy the pain points in those markets? And in order to stay up to date and knowledgeable about that, I believe as CEO, you've got to be close to the customers and hearing what they're saying about your products and services. And also what they're saying about where they see their companies and themselves going in the future. By the time you get to, you know, dozens, hundreds of employees, you will have a number of first reports. And you want to make sure that they fill in any weaknesses that you have. I all too often see CEOs, especially owner-founders, who grew their company not willing to admit that, you know, they have weak areas. And if you have some weak areas, you want to make sure you've backfilled those with some really strong people. You'll have a senior leadership team, and your principal job with your senior leadership team is pretty easy. Your job is to make them successful. To make them successful, you have to help them be really clear on their areas of responsibility. What their goals are, and you need to be able to set for the company and for each department what are the key productivity indicators that are going to make you and the company successful. So figuring that out, helping each team lead to get better at their critical KPI. There's many KPIs. It's finding the ones that are the most important, that have the biggest leverage. That is your role. I found that as a CEO and leader and a coach and a facilitator, I've had to really grow my listening skills, being able to listen without judgment. I believe that that's critical in the CEO role, so that you can hear really what's going on and not just overlaying it with your judgment. And then for each team lead, you need to keep them accountable and help them to keep the people who report to them accountable. And as I know, as someone who doesn't really like conflict, I've had to get much better to be comfortable with conflict and to make sure that people who report to me are accountable. When they say that A, B, and C is going to get done on a certain date, then gosh darn, it better get done on that date. And people have a lot of excuses, but you need to listen and get through the excuses and find out really what's going on. Are they not capable? Do they not have the skills? Did you not give them the resources? And really dig down, what was the root cause of that? And ultimately, if people can't be accountable over time, you need to let them go and find some better place so you can find someone better who will be accountable. So that's my list of things that CEOs of established companies need to be able to do. Set the vision and strategy, know their markets, Stay close to customers. Make each of your first reports hugely successful. Understand the critical KPIs that drive your business and make sure that your first reports have responsibility for at least one critical KPI. And finally, keeping people accountable. You know, the best way I heard CEO described is constantly encouraging others. So I hope that you can encourage someone today. And if, you know, your day is looking a bit like mine is, which is darn rainy and gray, and that's what it's feeling like for you in the CEO role right now, then reach out. I really know what that's like as an entrepreneur, as a coach, as a facilitator. Give me a call, send me an email. Let's set up a time to talk. And I'm sure I can shed some light on how you can grow into the next better, best CEO that you want to be. Here's my promise to entrepreneurs. Spend 1 hour with me and you will have three ideas that will accelerate your business in 90 days. What are you waiting for? I'm Coach David J. Greer. You can learn more on my website, coachdjgreer.com. And if you're stuck, just call me, 604-721-5732.